This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by PRMIseattle.com, primary residential mortgage. Lots of news is happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending at home?
In a month, the capital gains tax goes into effect here in Washington State. It is one of many tax plans that will be implemented by the Democrats here. This is one of many. And guess what the CEO of Microsoft just did? Guess what he just did? Satya Nadella sold half of his stake in the company. He divested about 840,000 shares, which brought him about $285 million. This according to GeekWire. Now, the statement that was put out by Microsoft basically said, you know, he's just trying to diversify, blah, 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 blah. And I suppose some people might look at this and say, oh, is he getting ready to leave Microsoft? Now, maybe he is. I have no idea. But what's happening in a month? The capital gains tax. So if he wanted to pull that money out at some point in the future, truly to diversify, truly to reinvest elsewhere, do other things, whatever he has in store, would he do it before or after the 7% tax against his wealth? Any guesses?
Before?
Yeah. Why would he do it before? Oh, to save the 7%. He doesn't want to pay the 7% because he's not a stupid person. He's a very smart person. That's why he is in the position that he is in. He didn't cheat or steal to get the money. He worked really, really hard. That's his money that he earned. And he doesn't feel like he should get hit with a 7% tax because he was successful, because he decided to invest. He's right to have that feeling. And he is doing what I'm assuming many others are doing who fall into this category who would get hit by this capital gains tax, a tax that is clearly unconstitutional, but I'm not going to hope that the Washington State Supreme Court is going to side with the law on this. We have a very activist Supreme Court in this state that likes to ignore the law. Now, where do you think he's going to put all this money, the $285 million or so? Not going to be here. It's not going to be here. And if others follow this exact same path, which we assume is going to happen for the vast majority of them, Washington Democrats don't get the money that they plan on getting. They don't get the revenues that they planned on. They were hoping for millions and millions and millions every single year, taking from these rich people, those evil rich people that they loathe, that they're jealous of, to put it into more and more programs that we'll never, ever get rid of, that will be there forever because they've decided to fund them once, which means they're going to fund them forever and ever and ever. So not getting the revenue that they plan to get, what do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to sit back and be all like, oh, well, we tried. We tried. Can't win them all. Or do you think they might say, hey, I guess we're going to have to go elsewhere to get that revenue. Who else can we tax? They're going to tax you. Now, some of you would get impacted by this capital gains tax. Not to turn this into a commercial, but this is why we tell you to go with Carter Gray at PacificInsuranceGroup.com. He's a sponsor. He's a friend. He's someone who can create tax shelters. Not just for the uber wealthy. People think that tax shelters only work for the uber wealthy. They work for the uber wealthy, sure, like me. They also work for the poor, like Peyton.
Poor? Don't you mean the poverty?
That's what poor means.
I think I'm below poor.
It's fine. I'm trying to be a little bit nice.
Wow. Thank you. That's very gracious.
Peyton is so poor. He just took a used tea bag from someone else's cup and then put water in it to try to suck out just a little bit more of the tea. That was
like, it's like LaCroix, but even worse.
It was off-brand LaCroix. And it wasn't even one of the flavors that made sense. It was like that melon thing that no one knows. Is that a fruit? No one knows.
Not great tea. Yeah.
So people have already been preparing for this capital gains tax. Smart people are preparing for what's coming next. They're going to come for more taxes. They're not going to stop. Democrats want to tax. Democrats don't believe that you deserve the money that you earn. They believe you owe, you get it to a point, but then you owe them. Because without Democratic policies, without Democratic leaders, you wouldn't have never got that money to begin with. This is the Obama speech that he gave towards the tail end of his presidency. You didn't build that. Someone built that road that you drove on to get to that business that you were working at. You didn't learn that on your own. Some teacher taught you that. They are responsible for your success, thus you owe more money to society. Republicans don't believe in that. Republicans don't believe that your earnings, your success, is a result of all the other people except you. Democrats are going to continue to push forward with more and more taxes. What that looks like, we don't know all of the details. We know they're going after an income tax. That's definitely going to be next. We know that they are always looking at increasing the sales tax while simultaneously claiming that we don't like those kinds of taxes because they disproportionately impact the poor. They do it anyway. So there are two things that you can do to get in the way of this. And again, we tell you this knowledge because we want you to be prepared. So the first thing you can do is obviously plan for it and make sure that you get in touch with your financial advisor. Again, I recommend a show sponsor, Carter Gray with PacificInsuranceGroup.com. He will help you keep more of the money that you owed, that you are owed, that you earned. But number two, you got to organize. You got to organize. You got to get together and making sure that we take control back in Olympia. We're not going to win the House and the Senate in one fell swoop. That's unlikely. It's possible. It's unlikely. We could win one. And then we win the second. And then we win the governor's mansion. But you actually have to get involved. You have to step up. You have to spend some of your off time, your free time, organizing, making phone calls, sending emails, sending texts, knocking on doors, showing up to meetings. And if you can't give up some of your time, give up some of the money to a campaign that you believe in, making sure that we defeat Democrats. We got midterm elections coming up. We can take back the House and we can take back power here in Olympia, but you got to actually do the work. And if this doesn't scare you, I don't know what's going to. Because we've already got critical race theory in the classrooms. We can change that if we get control in Olympia. We have a state that has embraced illegal immigration. We have created a sanctuary state that could be changed if we actually have power in Olympia. We, of course, have over-the-top COVID mandates. We have an emergency powers piece of legislation that effectively has made Governor Inslee the king. That can all be changed. But they're coming for your money. Satya Nadella, he can get away with doing this, and he's going to be okay. Many of you can't. Many of you don't know how. So let's actually make some significant changes here. Let's not allow just the rich folks like Satya Nadella protect themselves. Let's protect all of us, each other, your neighbors, your family, your friends, by making sure that we win back control in Olympia. And by the way, I don't criticize Satya Nadella with his move. He was right to do it. He was smart to do it. I did that with my $285 million worth of investments because I'm smart.
You only have $285 million in investments?
In the state of Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that seemed low for Jason Rantz.
It's my salary last year.
Last month.
No, you don't have to go overboard. It was last year.
Okay.
I make $285 million in a single month. It was a year. You don't need to prop up my net worth. Gosh. 1-800.
I really hope somebody picks that up as an article. Jason Rantz releases his salary.
Makes $285 million. Why does his producer only make $285? 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text. Don't forget, if you miss any of my Fox News appearances, you can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Jason Rantz. I think I'm next booked either tomorrow night or Thursday night for Fox News at Night. And I'm doing, I think, Varney and Company Thursday morning. And then I think I'm doing prime time at 4 something, blah, 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 on Friday.
So. Shouldn't you get confirmation before you start teasing this?
Yeah, it'll happen. Well, I mean, they did tell me we're going to get you on either Wednesday or Thursday night. TBD, we'll let you know. I'm soft booked Thursday morning and Friday afternoon.
So now you're TBDing your tease.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you don't know when I'm on, because I don't know when I'm on, you might miss it. You can catch it at our... It's true. You can catch it at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/JasonRants. Push the button.
What's trending? Crime.
Crime?
Yeah, crime. Sorry, I don't have one that's holiday scams to be aware of.
Well,
I don't,
that's not good producing.
I don't have that one ready to go. Do you have a better one?
I don't remember all of the ones we have. Okay, fine. I'll go with crime. I mean, technically, we are talking about crime. I usually, when we do crime, I like to have hard crime
stories. Okay, here. How about this one?
What's trending? Eco scams.
It's got the word scam in it.
Well, if you dumped out the eco part, it would have been fine. I like
make
the scams.
That edit on the
just
fly.
The worst. You know, Tom would have been able to do that. So, the Better Business Bureau puts out a list every single year about the potential scams that are out there that people might be falling for that are holiday related. Now, sometimes they're directly holiday related. Other times they just happen around the holidays because you're taking advantage of people and their willingness to want to be giving. Right around Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, we're all thankful for things. We want to give back to charities and communities and do all that stuff. So some degenerates online take advantage of it. I like to go over these lists to see whether or not, number one, they're legitimate scams, meaning are people really doing this? Or did one person in some random town where you've never heard of did it one time, it caught one person off guard, but it's not really being used? And number two, if it is in fact happening, who's falling for it? Because ultimately, when we look at some of these scams, they are very obviously scams. Usually, when anyone says, do this and in order to pay back a bill that you owe, just give us a $500 gift card to Best Buy. It's generally a scam. Generally a scam. Is it possible that the cop will ask you, instead of paying the ticket for speeding, when they just call you, to just mail over a Best Buy gift card to this random address in another state? Is it possible it's legit? No, it's not. So who's falling for it? So let's go through some of them. The first one is just misleading social media ad. It's very
If it's misleading,
vague.
You mean I'm not supposed to follow the lead?
They say the most common cons in the category with the most victims are ads on social media that offer items that claim to support a charity or offer a free trial. The BBB says victims never receive the items, are charged monthly for something they never signed up for, or receive a counterfeit item that is much different than the one advertised. Always check the business at BBB.org and read the reviews. So that's not really warning us against a scam. That's just telling us to use your service. That's nothing specific at all. That's nothing specific. Is there a particular kind of misleading ad that we know exists? I'm assuming there are, but the BBB decides not to help you whatsoever. I would like to go to the BBB and give the BBB a bad review for this BBB press release that they're presenting as useful information, but don't think it would work. Here's another one. Social media gift exchanges. Ooh, sounds kind of fun. This scam suggests you can pay it forward by sending money to strangers, purchasing gift cards online, or even a Secret Santa version, where you buy a gift card for your secret dog. The heck does that mean? In this scam, people will share their personal information along with those of family and friends and are tricked into buying and shipping gifts or money to unknown people, thinking they will receive something in return. Who falls for that?
Old people?
Is that the answer to everything?
That's what I think. Every single
right?
one of these is just, oh, they must have been old.
Pay it forward. First of all, no. Stop telling me what to do. Number two, no one pays it forward. No one pays it forward. Paying something forward does not mean literally paying for something. It means holding a door open for someone. It means someone stumbles. After you laugh at the stumble, you help them up.
You have to get the laugh in. And it's got to be loud enough for them to hear.
And then, when you're the person who gets help, guess what? You pay it forward. You do the same thing to someone else.
So somebody
quickly laugh at them when they fall and then help them up.
Somebody in front of you in the line buys you a coffee. Do you pay it forward to the next person or do you just take your free coffee?
You take the free coffee, stupid.
Oh. Do you at least ask the cashier, like, hey, what's the price of the you know, person behind me in the drive-thru?
No. First of all, what you do is, I was going to get the most expensive Frappuccino up there, so I really appreciate it. And if you really want to pay it forward, you can be like, okay, I'll get you an Americano, but we're getting you the small size. Number three, be wary of holiday-themed apps, especially those for children, that will sometimes contain lots of advertising, as they may contain malware. That is not a scam. This is not a holiday scam.
It's just a scam? A year-round scam?
It's spam? That's a scam? Alerts about compromised accounts. Phishing emails that look like your Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, bank emails, and more, suggesting your account has been compromised. The email says there has been suspicious activity and urges you to click a link to fill out personal information. This one is common year-round. However, when people are shopping online for gifts and you suddenly get an Amazon alert or what you think is an Amazon alert or PayPal or whatever it is, that is something that someone could just absent-mindedly click on. I've done that once. I did it one time. It wasn't for Amazon. I think it was for eBay. This was years ago. I wasn't thinking. And the second that I hit submit on changing my password, I said, oh, this is a scam, isn't it? I immediately figured out it was a scam. But the second I pushed the send button, changing my password, effectively giving the scammer artist my new password.
So you weren't smart enough to...
But I did fix it.
But you gave them probably like a 35-second window of all of your information.
Mm-hmm.
You messed up, Jason.
I know. Puppy scams. This is all it says. This is all it says, I swear, on this BBB list. We're going over the top holiday scams that the BBB wants you to be aware of. Always see a pet before you make a purchase. That's not a scam. It's advice to make sure that you don't get scammed. But that's not a scam. A scam would tell us, sometimes they will try to sell you a dog using really suspiciously perfect photos on a website you'd never heard of. Before purchasing, make sure you see the dog. That would be helpful. This is just telling you some advice.
The BBB really knows how to protect us.
Pop-up holiday virtual events. Scammers are creating fake event pages, social media posts, and emails to charge admission to an event that is usually free. That's actually a good one.
You approve?
It's not that I approve, but that's a smart strategy. When I was in London, there was some event going on, Winter Wonderland, I think it's called. Not very creative name. And it's usually free. Anyone can just go in and out. And this time, it's still free, but they put tickets on it because of COVID. It's an outdoor event. There's no reason for them to do that. But they decided to do that anyway. And you'd have to go online and get tickets. I can see how someone could set up some sort of fake website that ends up getting picked up when you Google it. And it says, here's the tickets, but it's going to cost you $10 each. We're doing this for COVID precautions. I can see someone falling for that. That one kind of makes sense to me. They, of course, don't tell you the kinds of events. Here's another one. Be alert for requests of money from scammers pretending to be individuals in need. Avoid impromptu donations to unfamiliar organizations or people. This is sound advice. This is why I never carry cash on me. So when someone asks me for money, be it them as a homeless person or someone says, I work for this organization, we're helping to save puppies. Don't ask to see the photos of the puppies, but you know, we're helping save puppies. I always say, I don't carry cash. I'm sorry.
What do you say when the homeless guy says, oh, that's okay, I got Venmo?
I don't have a Venmo account.
I have the little square card reader.
Here, hold on. Let me take on my iPhone 13.
Yeah, just tap to pay real quick. A couple of bucks, sir.
That's definitely a scam. Don't do that. So thank you, Better Business Bureau. That was the worst list I think you've put out in the history of lists. This is an awful list.
Well, till next year.
Well, yeah, so far I'm saying next year I'm sure we'll do this exact same segment. It'll probably be the same list. It'll probably be the same. They just copy and paste it. 1-800-465-877 if you want to send me a text.
Yelp, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rance Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that. It's 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. It means it's time for the Big Local, brought to you by Alpine Specialty Cleaning at alpineclean.com. This is the part of the show where we completely ignore stories coming out of Seattle, and instead, we focus all of our attention on the communities you live in, the communities you care about most. And we start with an update on something we talked about yesterday. We talked a little bit about the city of Kent and how they are dealing with a rise of violent crime. Dana Ralph, the mayor, was on. She said, hey, you know what? We're coming together, a lot of different cities in the South King County region. We're coming together and we're starting a group of sorts. A group that will push for some sort of change. Because it's not just a Kent problem. Federal Way is dealing with significant crime. Tukwila is dealing with crime. They've been dealing with it for a while, but it's getting worse and it's getting more violent. Gloria Wells, for example. This is a mother who just lost her son to a shooting. Happened in Kent, happened last week. This is someone who didn't expect to have her life turned upside down because of a tragedy.
But somebody gonna pay. Somebody gonna pay for this. Really, they is. They need to speak up. They need to come out and speak up and see what happened to my son. Why y'all do this to my son? That's all I want to know. Why y'all do that to my son?
And we don't know all the details in this particular case, but we do know a lot of the crime is being driven by gang violence. A lot of it is being driven by gang violence. Dana Ralph yesterday called it out, and I'm glad that she called it out specifically, because all too often, folks don't want to say gang violence. Sometimes they'll say, well, you know, we're experiencing an increase of some kind of crime with youth, area youth. You mean gangs. If you don't call it out for what it is, you're not going to be able to effectively go after it. We have gang units for a reason. Because when dealing with gang violence, you have to go at it at a very specific way. It's not as random as the kinds of the sucker punch as someone who's walking down the street. So let's understand that we have to call it out. And now this group of mayors are doing just that.
It's the Wild West. It's critically important that we speak as a cohesive group in South King County that has been hard hit by this violence.
It's Mayor Jim Farrell of Federal Way. He's talking to Cairo 7 TV. And he says one of the problems that they're dealing with is the police here are now handcuffed by the laws that were recently passed in Olympia to reimagine policing. Didn't reimagine policing. It restricted policing.
When they show up at the legislative session next year, they need to fix these drug laws. They need to fix these pursuit laws.
We've had all these conversations about the reimagined policing laws that have prevented cops from actually being able to do their jobs. And as a result of that and the defunding movement and the general attacks against cops, we've seen an increase of crime. We know exactly what's going on. But the problem is, as much as I applaud these different cities for getting involved, and again, we kind of like Jim Farrell. He's on the show. We're you know, friendly with him. We definitely like Dana Ralph. We think she is very blunt when talking about issues, and I like that. They're not going to get anything done. That's the unfortunate reality. Farrell's getting nothing done. Ralph is getting nothing done. Any mayor who steps up in or out of King County is not going to get anything done here. They'll bring a spotlight to the problem, and I'm grateful for them to do that. The only people who will get anything done is you. You will win if you organize. You will win if you vote. Because the people who are responsible are the ones in power who are driven by their ideology. They're the ones who are saying, we're not going to prosecute. Dan Satterberg, King County prosecutor, is saying, I am not going to prosecute. So replace him. You've got lawmakers who passed these bills to change policing, including the one from Federal Way, which means you can replace him. Put someone in a position of power that will change these laws. Complaining about it, marching about it, doesn't actually change laws. Unless the people in power happen to agree with you. They don't. Not on this. We've completely changed the way we look at criminals. Now we say, well, you're a victim. You're not the victimizer. You're the victim. You're the victim of a racist justice system. You are the victim of poverty. The poverty is getting you to organize groups to go ahead and loot. Uh-huh. So you got to change that. If you don't, nothing's going to happen. You got to change the people in power or nothing changes on the ground. Meanwhile, a Washington State Ferries captain was sailing his final route on the Chimicum vessel out of Bremerton on the way to Seattle. This is his last shift. This guy's been doing this for 25 years. He's retiring. His name is Tom Tilton, Captain Tom Tilton. Now, the good news is he's not a hardened detective in a movie, because if it was his last day on his last shift, he'd end up dying. Something horrible will happen. But he's a captain. He's fine. In fact, he's now a hero. A woman was on the vessel, ended up going overboard. And Captain Tom Tilton, along with his team, rescued her. Found her, put that inflatable rescue boat in the water, ends up saving her. Once the woman was out of the water, the crew and some passengers who happened to have some medical training, they ended up treating her. And then medics took over at Coleman Dock. Now, Tilton said that the woman is expected to survive. So that's obviously good news. Washington State Ferries on its Facebook page said, "We are so thankful for Captain Tilton and crew for their efforts and all our vessel employees for training and practicing regularly for emergencies." What do they call me, Producer Peyton?
Annoying. Detective Rance. Yeah, they call you Detective Rance. Yeah,
that's the one I was looking for.
Sorry.
Why do they call me Detective Rance?
Because you solve cases that actual detectives don't feel like solving because they have more important things to do each day.
Yeah, some of them will say, there's no case here. There's no crime here. Oh, yeah, well, Detective Rance has some questions. Some red flags went up. First of all, did this person go overboard, or did she realize she was headed to Seattle and decided to jump? That's a fair question. Was this an accident, or was she trying to swim back to Bremerton and you pulled her from the water?
Tragically.
She got on the wrong boat. She's, no, not Seattle. That possible? Number two, I'm suspicious that this happened on his last day. Almost like, hey, pay attention to me. I want to be known as a hero. No one's ever heard of me before. I want to write a book. I want someone to write a movie about me. I want Tom Hanks to play me.
Are you trying to say this guy planted this woman going overboard?
I'm not saying he planted it. But I'm not saying it either. I'm kidding, of course. But isn't it... It's kind of suspicious. But
all of his coworkers have a cool story about something that's happened on the ship. He's been there like 35 years or whatever, and he has nothing to say, so he plants this woman to jump overboard.
Or a crew member kind of pushed her.
For him?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The captain?
Yeah.
Tom.
Hey, Tom! You want to come save this woman? It would be so heroic. Bump.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my cell phone. Whenever something like this happens, even though obviously nothing untoward happened, I'm joking, but I always do get a sense of, wait, did this really happen? Is this truly what ended up happening? Because it's just so coincidental, it happens on your last day, and it makes for the perfect story.
It is a good send-off.
It very clearly is. Todd's last day is tomorrow. Todd's going to be on the show at 5:30 to talk about his last show tomorrow. Tomorrow, if it turns out on the air, he saves like a bunch of kittens from getting run over by a bus as he's doing his show. He's looking out the window and he's doing a personal note and he's about to get right to that emotional part where you know he's going to break down. And then he looks out the window and he says, hold on. Hold on, guys. I will be right back. Brady, play some elevator music. Producer Brady. He runs out and you don't really hear anything. You hear a screech then of a car stopping and just a little person...
You hear the meow?
Yeah. And then you hear Todd yelling in the back, stop this car! Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he comes back in. He says, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to tout myself as a hero, but in my hands right now, yeah, I have meow, 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 five kittens that almost got run over by a truck, a pickup truck, and I saw it coming. And ladies and gentlemen, I had to stop. On my final day, on my final show, in my final segment, in my final minute, I decided to give up on my personal note and save these kittens. Meow, meow,
meow. They have a real talking role on this show.
Well, I mean, you can't stop. They're kittens. They're going to purr.
I mean, they can see that the on-air light is on, right? They know when to speak up and when not to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had to do what I could.
Meow, meow, meow,
to save
meow,
these.
Meow, 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 meow,
and then someone will say, that sounds like the commercial remix. I don't know what you're talking about. That's why I'm going to be listening to all 3 hours tomorrow.
Well, Todd should do that in the 6 a.m. hour so that he can talk about his...
He can re-rack it in the 8 o'clock hour and say, this is what I did earlier.
Yeah. He could talk about for the rest of the show. All the agendas out the window if you
on my
cats.
Final day, I will be doing the opposite. I will be hurting people. I won't be saving anything or anyone. Quite the opposite. Total destruction.
You're going to see a cars coming and push people towards them instead of away from them?
Maybe not people, but the cats. Because who likes cats? Oh, shut up. That was an overmodulated cat. Can we get a better sound effect? 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text message. 1-800-465-8770. Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me those text messages. Keep them coming. The city of Oakland is dealing with similar issue that Seattle has been dealing with, and frankly, a lot of Democrat-run cities have been dealing with. An increase in crime. Businesses are suffering. The difference, however, is that in this Democrat-run city, the Democrat mayor is speaking up and placing the blame exactly where it belongs. Libby Schaff is her name. She is the Democrat mayor. She was on CNN yesterday afternoon and said, we need more police.
Well, we already doubled down on prevention as well as standing up a non-police response option. But let me be clear, Oakland needs more police. We have been impacted by staffing reductions. COVID interrupted our recruitment and training processes, and the defund rhetoric is challenging our ability to attract and retain recruits. And we know that that is not unique to Oakland. But let me be clear. We appreciate the incredible service of the hardworking men and women that are in our police department.
It didn't sound like she was pained to say any of that. It didn't hurt her physically or emotionally to admit that cops do amazing work and we need cops. That's the kind of Democrat who deserves kudos. Now, we shouldn't have to give kudos to any Democrat for saying the right thing, to any politician for saying the right thing, regardless of their ideological agenda. But in 2021, a Democrat mayor in a Democrat stronghold saying she supports the police, that is actually brave. In the Democratic Party, that is brave. She is saying what we all know to be true, and too few people are saying. The left's push against police is responsible for the increase in crime. It is as clear as day. It's not only the attacks on policing and defunding, of course. It's the policies that say, we're not going to charge criminals anymore and give them restorative justice. Oh, you just got arrested for the smash and grab at the Home Depot? Don't worry. We're not going to put you in jail. We'll put you in an art therapy program. You'll do finger painting. Because if you've got paint on your fingers, you're not going to use any weapons to smash and grab. Of course, that doesn't work. Oh, you did it again? Okay, well, I mean, I prefer you not do it a second time, but we'll put you this time in music therapy. Here's a recorder. We're not even going to give you, like, a cool instrument. We're not going to give you a guitar.
Yeah, you get to play Hot Cross Buns for 3 hours.
Here's a recorder. And if you're lucky, we'll give you a clarinet. Because we want to test your masculinity. Oh, you did it for a third time? Oh. Well, I'm curious. Why do you keep doing the smashing grabs? Oh, it's because we don't punish you. There's no consequences for your bad behavior, and or you're already a bad kid. Okay.
They actually enjoy the recorder, so they just keep coming back.
Oh, oddly enough, they went to the music store and stole a whole bunch more. They started their own band. By the way, the recorder is the most useless instrument ever.
It's a teaching tool.
Is it, though?
I mean, that's all I assume it is. It's given to every third grader in the country, so I figure it's just a teaching tool.
I just thought it was cheap. We know what's going on. We know why. CNN won't tell you why. MSNBC won't tell you why. The New York Times and the Washington Post won't tell you why. And certainly Democrats at large won't tell you why. But some will. Some are stepping up and being honest because they care about their community. You know what? I might disagree with Libby Schaff, the mayor of Oakland, on 99% of the issues. But I believe she cares about her community. Just because someone is a Democrat and holds positions I don't hold doesn't mean that they don't want what's best for community. They just disagree with me on how to get there. There are some people who are driven purely by ideology. Purely by ideology. They're either blind to the effects that those policies are having on their community, or they simply don't care because they think the long game is worth it. Libby Schaff is not one of those people. She's hearing from her community that is hurting. She's hearing from someone like Victor Diaz. He's the co-owner of Renegade Running, this business in Oakland. And he's debating whether or not he's going to close up his shop. He spoke with KRON-TV.
I don't know how many more incidents like this we can take to keep our doors open.
Instances like this, what is he talking about? Break-ins, vandalism, destruction.
It looks like two individuals broke into the store. They attempted to smash one window closest to the sidewalk and were not able to penetrate that window. And then tried the door and then were able to penetrate through into the store through that door.
He doesn't know if he's going to continue. So many others are in that exact position. So many other people are in that exact position. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to their employees. And it's not fair to the potential customers who don't feel comfortable shopping there anymore. What's happening in Oakland is happening here in Seattle. Go downtown. Don't go downtown at night. But go downtown some point this week, maybe this weekend. And you'll see the exact same issues. The difference is they have a mayor right now who's calling it out. Right now, we don't. Will we in Seattle have a mayor that calls it out with Bruce Harrell? Maybe. Will Victoria Woodard's out in Tacoma start calling it out in a more meaningful way? Maybe. But there's no sense of urgency. I got urgency from Libby Schaff. Good for her. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text message. 1-800-465-8770. Go ahead and send me your emails. Todd Herman's going to come on the show at about 5:30. Talk about his final show tomorrow.